Ooh, man, it's been a while. How long? Hey, Jackson, how long have we been around, man? How long is it? How long has it been?
An Eternals.
Oh my.
A long time.
Wouldn't it be an Eternity?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
That was your good opening?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dane, and joining with me today, as always, are my co-hosts, Camden.
Yep.
And Jackson.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why. It's always you. You always get me in the opening.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And this week,
I'll try to stop. I'll really just.
Well,
not.
You just say hello.
No, I didn't. I went. And you went F- that guy.
Hey, well, Max, it's not funny. Maybe pick it up. That Eternals one puts you at a high bar. Okay. You gotta carry it throughout. There, you know what I mean? Okay. So this week we are back to talk about the latest Marvel film to hit theaters, The Eternals. Is it a big old stinker like all the review sites are saying, or is it actually a fun watch?
I won't tell anyone.
We literally, it's going to be about 20 minutes till you get your answer. Maybe more.
If that. What? Maybe more.
Yeah, I'm going to really drag out these three news pieces.
There's literally, there's like.
That. There's only three?
There's only
three,
four, five in total, including trailers.
And so, I'm going to drag them all out.
Okay, well.
Let's do it.
8 minutes each.
We're in for a fun one, so. Let's go ahead and jump right into this with our first news bit. Camden, go ahead and take us away.
I can do that. From the upcoming Mario movie, upcoming Mario movie starring Chris Pratt, a movie for Seth Rogen's Donkey Kong is reportedly in development, baby.
D. Woo! Donkey Kong.
We're getting exactly the Mario cinematic universe in
the MCU.
MCU.
Now that works. It hasn't been used yet.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. Right. We could definitely call it that.
I think we should be calling it the DKCU. I just feel like Donkey Kong is like
the main
character.
Yeah.
You know, it is no one's fault, but like Donkey Kong is the most important character to Mario lore. You know,
right. And then eventually they're gonna branch out into the Super Smash Brothers cinematic universe. SSBCU.
The SSBCU.
If you will.
They're gonna change
and
it. For
we're
every
gonna
movie.
Get Minecraft Steve in a movie. So
and then we'll have a Minecraft movie.
MCU.
Minecraft cinematic
bring
universe.
Bring it right back to
they
the
have, beloved characters such as Steve, Alex,
Pig,
Zombie,
Creeper,
Enderman.
They could make so many movies
There's
off
so
Minecraft.
Many movies.
I think we need more spin-offs for more films now.
Exactly.
I'm sick of original ideas. I want repeats. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How is it a repeat if it's just a different character every time?
That's a good point. But I mean, I am saying like, you know how the Lego movie came out a couple of years ago? And we're like, oh, this is a fresh, hot take. And it had famous voice actor Chris Pratt in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they announced the Mario movie. And you're like, okay, with a fresh, hot voice actor, Chris Pratt voicing Mario. Okay. Well, I mean, like, we're going to run out eventually, right? Like, mm-hmm. He can't voice every character, right?
That's where you're wrong.
Well, son of a bitch.
Because Chris Pratt is set to voice Garfield in the upcoming Garfield movie, A Tale of Two Kitties 2.
A Tale of two Kitties.
Ooh. That's not actually the name of the two
kitties. No, it's
film.
A reboot.
Who is it?
God, it's me, Chris Pratt. No. Why? What did we do?
Why do we deserve
it? We did all the right things, Stanen. This is our reward.
What did we
We're
do?
We're in
wrong?
The right timeline.
This is the
we
timeline
got Chris
where Thanos
Pratt.
Loses.
Scientologist Chris Pratt voicing Garfield.
I don't care if he's
oh
a Scientologist.
God. Garfield is a Scientologist confirmed.
Well, we all knew that.
We knew that because
really?
He hates Mondays.
He hates Mondays. Every Scientologist hates Mondays.
Yeah.
You ask Tom
you walk
Cruise,
into the church,
hates Mondays.
And it's a Monday. They're not open.
Mm-mm.
Don't fucking go in there.
That's why they do it Sunday because they're like, hey, we're not open Mondays.
Not that we believe
in
God or anything.
We
got to
do it on Sunday because we're not open Mondays.
People call it
that. Mondays. Want some lasagna?
People call it God's Day. No, Science Day. That's what we like to call Sunday.
At the Church of Scientology, now they get like, you know those commercials for fatheads where you could like print out anything you want and put it on your wall with like a big sticker?
Where you going with
this,
man?
Do you think they just do like, they first they collected, what was his name from the Lego movie?
Emmett.
They got a big fat head of Emmett. And then they put up Mario.
And
now they put up Garfield. They're just collecting all of
Chris Pratt's
on the walls of Scientology Church.
That's cool. Man, I hate everything now. Right. That Donkey Kong thing brought me up to 10. This
Did
brought
it?
Me to a 2. Speaking of 2... Dune Part 2.
Nice.
That's been confirmed. officially announced and everything. Jackson, you had it going on like you had something.
I was just going to say, you should change the order of the news. That way we get the stuff out of the way first, and then we can end on high notes. And then we get to the
fun stuff.
This is another pretty exciting one, which should have happened way earlier.
Why did they not announce it? Because, you know, they stopped.
I just like to say, we called it, guys.
We did call it.
Wow. Rumi's talking movies. No, we get sequels in movies.
I don't want to say the fact that the second after we published last episode with Dune, they announced the sequel. So we're like, ooh, we're going to talk about that one next week. Yeah. But we really called it two days before.
We published it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We published it, then they announced it.
And
then
they went, fuck. Okay, they know.
Yeah, and so also the opinion of literally everyone who watched the movie was, this needs a second part because it sucks. And then, yeah.
Well, no, now I'm excited because it's going to have follow through.
Yeah. And that's where it should be good.
Yeah. Like, then we'll enjoy both pieces because of each other. Because I think a just action thing wouldn't be that interesting. But now that we have 2 hours of buildup, it's going to be some interesting-ish, you know?
Yeah.
So, Dune 2. Tune's better.
Before we move into trailers, Danon, I got a bone to pick with Brazil.
Okay.
Why aren't they watching our shit anymore? What happened?
I think they just liked Venom.
They just liked Venom.
They really like Venom.
Yeah.
Fuck, we weren't funny enough to keep them around.
No, I think they just like Venom. Venom's big in Brazil.
Well, I'd like to shout out the 8 people. Is it actually? And then the 6 people.
Yeah.
Like, is that like a... No, okay.
I don't know.
Venom is actually from Brazil.
Oh.
Yes, Brazilian superhero in origin. Played by the famous Brazilian actor Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Let's talk trailers.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing trailer talk.
No.
We're talking trailers.
We were talking over each other, and I needed a clean snippet to segue into.
So I won't stop then.
Okay.
Make your life a living hell.
This first trailer really confuses me.
Because it's not a book?
Because it's not a book. It's a movie.
I hate you. All right. The first trailer we're talking about is The Book of Boba Fett. You're wrong twice. It's a film. It's not a film, and it's not a book.
Oh, is it a TV series?
It's a TV show.
Oh. So it's just The Mandalorian, but Boba Fett.
It's The Mandalorian, but it's literally green.
It's literally that.
Okay. It ain't easy being green.
It's the Book of Boba Fett subtitle. It's chapter 26. Ain't easy being green. All of them are just weird green puns. Green thumb.
Then the Hulk shows up and is like, hey, I'm in this universe now because Marvel can do that.
You know the green one? What were you saying?
I was going to talk about the trailer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He looks not decrepit anymore.
Yeah, it's weird how they did the old... He got his eyebrows back.
He's got scars a little
are,
color.
Scars are not nearly
doesn't
as...
Doesn't look as... he looked almost like waterlogged in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Is this like the same actor from The Mandalorian?
Which is cool.
Did Boba Fett ever reveal his face in the films?
No.
No, okay, but he did in The Mandalorian.
So this is like a continuation of that.
This is the guy who played Jango Fett in the prequels.
Because they're all clones.
Boba Fett is a clone of Jango Fett. So he's like playing his own son.
Dude, it's like Star Wars is like well thought out or something.
It's great.
They kind of
just threw shit in and then make it work.
And then
in the first one, he's like, I fought with your father in the Clone Wars. And they're like, fuck, okay.
Fuck.
Let's make 3 movies and a TV show based off of that.
Darth Vader goes, this is just like the vision I had in the caves of future. Fuck, like, what?
Jesus Christ,
what is he talking about? Now we have to make this a thing.
Exactly.
But... In the last one, at the end of season 2 of Mandalorian, Boba Fett went back to Tatooine and killed a fat Bib Fortuna. So now he is the new Jabba the Hutt.
He's the new Hutt.
Wait, he killed Jabba?
He killed the guy who killed Jabba.
Leia killed Jabba.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, in the movie.
And then
I probably saw that at some point in my life.
Took over, basically, implied, because he was on the throne. Boba Fett comes in and is like, hey. And he kills him.
He's like, Boba Fett, is that a gun? And then he dies.
Yeah.
So now Boba Fett's in charge.
The throne. He's in charge of that palace. Cool. I think it's going to be a cool show.
I'm interested in it.
I am curious to see what kind of cameos they throw in there. Yeah. They really like to do that
with
Star Wars.
They really like just going.
Star Wars in particular, they're like, remember this thing?
They're like,
and everyone's like, yeah. And they're like, here it is again.
They said, fuck, we do not have an episode. What if they ran into Captain Rex, huh?
Exactly.
Huh? From the Clone Wars, huh?
Yeah, that would be cool. Do you think that that's a possibility? I think he'll show up in the Ahsoka show.
Yeah, more so. I don't think they're going to, like,
But, like, what type of people do you expect to see? Like, do you think we're going to see a lot of bounty hunters in this that we saw animated? Yeah.
We might see, like, a Cad Bane, but that's about it.
Because we saw a couple of, like, the Bosk people in the trailer. So I was like, okay.
We could easily see Bosk, but
it'd be cool if we saw Cad Bane, though.
Yeah.
I think I might poop my pants for a live-action Cad Bane.
Can't. Cam, don't say that in the theater. You still scare me. You still scare me when we're recording and you just say, I'm gonna shit myself.
I'm gonna poop my pants. Please. I'm gonna go duty.
Stop it.
No, because then we'd have to record and it'll smell.
In stink. We're recording in the stink. So speaking about something that looked a little stinky in the first trailer, but now might have had a little glade sprayed on it, a little Febreze spritz on it.
Little cologne.
On it. Morbius. Starring
the vampire.
Suicide Squad famous Jared Leto.
Oh my gosh. It's finally happening.
It's crazy.
We're getting a movie with a dude flying that shouldn't be able to fly.
Yeah, what? Why are you so mad about that?
I don't know. It was like, he's... Okay, vampires.
We don't even know what that scene was. He might not even be flying. It could be like a magic scene where he's like flying through like space and time.
True, but
you
literally
don't know anything.
He looked like he was a fucking
Morbius. You didn't read the lore, the manga.
He looked like
you didn't read the Morbius manga.
He was he looked like he was a fairy from Peter Pan, like flying with his arms out and like
that he was
the lore.
That's the lore. He's a oh my god.
He never grew up.
That's
Morbius. So sad.
That's how Jared Leto the Morbius. I thought this looked way better than the first trailer because they
it looked great.
Yeah, I'm really interested.
I liked all the things when they're like, here's Venom and Spider-Man, and I was like, cool.
Yeah, I didn't like how they were just like, you know, people are really interested to see what universe is it. How about
let's do all of them.
Them and just put in everything and then them figure it out.
Let's talk about it a little
bit. So in the trailer they're like, oh, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man with spray painted murderer on it, and you're like, that doesn't really make sense because that Spider-Man never was accused of murder. You're like, oh, maybe Tom Holland's. No, because Adrian Toomes, Michael Keaton's character from the first Spider-Man movie, is like, hey Morbius, it's me, the Vulture, and you're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah,
and then at the end of the trailer we get Morbius stopping a mugger and going, I'm Venom. I'm just kidding. It's me, Dr. Michael Morbius. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
So
everything is going
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
So there's two running theories in my brain currently.
Are they your theories or the theories you read online?
These are my theories.
Okay.
I'd like to make the record fucking clear. These are my goddamn theories.
Okay, I want
to
say mine first just in case.
Right after I saw the trailer.
I just want to say just in case so I could take it if it is your theory. Okay. My theory is that this takes place in the Amazing Spider-Man universe.
Okay, that was one of my running theories.
Sure, get shit on. Get shit on!
My other theory is that this takes place after No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
And it's where all the universes go into the one Spider-Man MCU universe, like how Venom came into that universe. Mm-hmm. Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is going to take the fall for killing Mysterio, so Tom Holland's Spider-Man doesn't have to. So Tobey Maguire's like, it's okay, like I will be the one who's like, to the public, I killed Mysterio, and that's why he's the one who's like murderer in that universe. But then they're in the MCU because the Vulture's there.
Interesting theory.
Thanks, man.
I don't know how he could get away with that when the clip that Mysterio shows is Tom Holland with the sunglasses on go, kill everyone. And that's like the doctored footage. Like, how is he going to work around that?
Doctor Strange. Because
he won't have to show his face.
He'll just say, no, that was me. I'm his body double. I'm Spider-Man. And they go, oh, okay, sorry, Peter Parker. What's your name? Not Peter Parker.
But I think it'd be pretty easy to convince people that, like, oh, shit, no, I'm Spider-Man if he can just kind of shoot webs and, like, show you. But look, I'm Spider-Man. Everyone go, okay, maybe we're just dumb.
Yeah.
That's Spider-Man. Okay, he's the murderer.
It's easy to convince people that someone else murdered someone. Jackson. See?
Sorry. Jeez. I thought we were past this.
You murder one guy, you're labeled a murderer. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
What about Live and Let Live? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Kill and let kill.
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. It all circles back.
You know what circled back?
This movie. The Eternals.
The Eternals. I think it's time to talk about the movie.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Marvel's Eternals.
Eternals.
I was trying to think of how to.
No, you couldn't. Yeah, I watched you. The cogs are turning, but.
Maternals.
Maternals. They're all just mothers. All
right. Well, let's talk about Marvel's The Eternals. It's about this group of super beings created by these godlike creatures called Celestials who, from Guardians of the Galaxy, created the universe pretty much. Infinity Stones, all that jazz. So they came to Earth at one point to help humanity survive and destroy these weird things called deviants. These monsters also created weird thing. And they're like, you know what? Earth is pretty great. Let's stay here and be eternal here.
But until we can go home.
Yeah, until they can go home. Then, out of nowhere, present day, deviants start popping back up. And you're like, that can't be good. So it's up to the Eternals to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us not getting into spoilers.
Yes.
Yep. So I thought the easiest way we could work around it is just talk about some things that we liked about it without getting into spoilers. Talk about the characters, give our rating, jump into spoils. Cool?
Spoils.
Spoils.
Spoils. Yes.
So I thought something that this movie did really well was it brought the concept of like immortality to an interesting point. Like all these characters inspired Greek and like other type of heroes like Icarus, Mercury, and other types.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them are literally just Greek, but it's interesting to see how they did that and how their perspectives are different than just a guy going like, yeah, I've lived 500 years. It's just like, man, it sucks seeing everyone die all the time and you can't stop that. And you're just like,
yeah.
That's sad. You know?
I wouldn't care if I were them.
Yeah.
They seem like they're just being dramatic about it. I think after 7,000 years or however long they've been there, I think I'd get over it.
Would you be like a cool guy?
I'd be a cool guy. Girl? I'd be like, oh my God, I've been around
This is
long.
Fire.
No idea.
Idiots.
Yeah. Hey, idiots.
Laser fingers.
And then it wouldn't.
And then I'm their god now.
Yeah. You know what, though? Why didn't one of them try? You know? I mean, I don't know if that's a spoiler to spoil that none of them tried.
Yeah. Well, because you see their boss, like Arshan. Well,
I mean, they could very
easily.
They easily
could just be like,
specifically
Druig.
Yeah, Druig could easily.
I mean, it's talking about their power spoiler.
No.
Okay. So Druig has the power to mind control anyone. And, like, he doesn't even need to be, like, looking at them. He even said, like, once in the film that he can mind control the world and, like, make it peaceful. Kind of like, you know, Unity from Rick and Morty. But
should have done it.
Yeah.
Should have done it. He didn't, and he very easily could have. He instead just chose a small group of people to mind
to, like,
control.
And just make, like, a nice civilization. Yeah, it wasn't even mind control.
Yeah.
It was, like,
yeah.
Don't kill each other.
There's a good detail with that. Karen brought up the point after the movie. She was, like, they were in the Amazon, which is in South America, Brazil, they should have been speaking Portuguese, but they were speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up the point that he took those people from Tenochtitlan, where they would have spoken Spanish. So I thought that was cool that they preserved their language through.
How little contact they've had with like anyone over time.
Also shows
and,
how much
it's
most
been,
people.
Like, over time, too. That's been like 5,000 years.
Also shows how most people just wouldn't pick that up because they're like, no, you speak Spanish and
Brazil. Yeah, they speak
Spanish
and Brazil. You know, South America, that's a little bit more south of Mexico, so they probably speak Spanish.
Probably.
But it was super interesting.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Glad we worked that one out.
I thought they had a good balance with all their powers. Like,
it
wasn't like, this is the guy who's as strong as a mountain and also is bulletproof. It's just like all of them have like, you could see all of them like could take down the other in a fight. Kind
of thing. And it was very pronounced that Icarus was like the strongest, but it was also like he was getting beat up.
It's like
it wasn't like he was like you know, Superman versus Batman, where Superman's like, you know,
a lot of DC references in this movie too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other
thing. Weird.
Yeah,
it
they
was
really
at least two.
It was interesting.
I was like, have they done that before?
Yeah, like to an extent, like why would I wear a red cape and fly around? Superman. Uh-huh. But like in this one, they're like, isn't Superman cool, huh?
In like Shazam and stuff, they don't give a shit. They're just like Marvel all the time. We like talking about Marvel.
Yeah.
So I think after Marvel, like saw that DC's like, we don't give a shit. They're like, okay.
All right.
Well, guess now, we'll participate.
Is it like a bad thing? I think it's like more
it's
like
fun.
A respect. Like
yeah,
hey, our things exist in your universe.
And
your
things
exist in ours.
Like it's fun. It's given
it
back.
I agree. Thought it was interesting though.
Yeah. Definitely. Let's talk
about, I wouldn't have done it.
Oh my god.
I would never have done
it. Just let's fire around through some of these characters real quick. Icarus, ability to shoot lasers out of his eyes and can fly. Kind of cheap that
strong.
He got two.
He's pretty strong.
Kind of cheap that he got three powers while everyone else got like two or one.
Not
but a really good character. Liked him.
Yeah.
Had a strong presence and everything like that.
Yep.
We can't get too much into it before going
into
spoilers.
Yeah, we don't
want
to talk about these characters too much.
Cersei, the main character of this film. Very, very great.
Probably the lamest.
Really?
Well, actually, I would say second lamest power.
I thought she was.
Really? I think her power is really cool, but the fact that she can't use it on people. Like, I feel like
that'd be a little overpowered though. She could just go, "Hey, buddy."
Yeah, that's true.
And then you turn to stone, like that's.
But for me, like I think she could have used her powers in like a cooler way, like you know, making spikes from the ground. But she just the only time I saw her use it like offensively was to just make the ground like so that someone sunk into it.
Like sand.
Like sand, yeah.
But I mean, like, it's still interesting.
She could, like, make, like, lava.
Yeah.
Why didn't she do that ever?
And then
what is wrong with her?
Why not just always do lava?
So cool. She could have, like, gone up to, like, I don't know,
Thor?
A mountain and been like, you know what? Lava.
Lava.
And just destroyed the world. And, like, it doesn't seem like it really costs her that much, like, energy.
To do it. It's just kind of like. Because she caught a bus and turned it into flowers.
Yeah, she's like, boop.
Yeah. And then when they interviewed her, because there was this dude with a camera, like, going around interviewing everyone. She was like, one time I turned something into water. It was really cool. And I'm like, you could turn anything into anything. Why is water the one thing you...
The thing I don't get is, like...
You hone in on.
And I think that my main problem with this movie, because I really liked it, but my main, like, gripe is that, like, they didn't... None of them changed until this movie. They've been on Earth for 7,000 years, and then suddenly this movie happens, and they're like... Oh, now I can become an interesting character.
Yeah, you know,
like you would think by that point, Cersei would be like, "Oh, I can do this," and like do like something crazy because they've just been living on their own for thousands of years. Like, I don't know, man. It's a little sus.
Next up, we have Ajak, the leader.
Mm-hmm. Is Ajak supposed to be Ajax?
Maybe, but I mean, it's Ajak.
So. Perhaps.
Yeah, you get the reference.
Her power is healing, and also talking to the Celestial,
and also talking to the face of God.
Yeah,
man. Okay, let me tell you something.
And also keeping secrets.
Let me tell you something. Erishim, that celestial, Jesus.
Terrifying.
That was just and that's not even like a known, like, oh, cool, Galactus. That's just a guy that exists.
That's just a dude.
That's just a dude. That's not even like a big bad.
They're
it's just,
so scary.
I'll kill everything, maybe.
I feel like their size was really inconsistent, though.
That's true.
To be honest.
Yeah, I was thinking because... We'll talk more about it in spoilers because there was one point where I was
like
they're not that big.
Yeah,
it's like when they compare it to different objects is when it started to fall apart.
Like he's holding
they did
a
lot of
in
like here's them next to an Eternal, and then they would do it like you said, like here's a video of them creating the galaxies, and I'm like, no.
Why are they the same size?
Why is Eternal's human not that the size. Same size as a galaxy, brother?
Yeah, Kingo, a fan favorite for sure in this film. By Kumail Nanjiani. It was great.
He was really funny.
Really funny.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was interesting because, like I mentioned earlier, he had a different perspective than you would assume. Oh, he's a funny character, so he's just gonna go with everything. But he brought up like really interesting points for being like an immortal being. He's not like, all right, let's save the day. He's like, this could kill even more people if we do it. And then you're like, you're supposed to be funny. What is this?
Hey, what do you have in thoughts?
What is this,
right
a complete
now?
Character? No. I'm a Marvel movie. You're the funny one. You're just the funny one.
Just stop
it. I think that's what people didn't like about this film is that it was different in the sense where it was not like, there's humor in this film, like there is in every movie, but it's not like, this is the funny scene. It's just like, okay, this is like a character who uses jokes, but it's not like this is a funny scene.
I agree
scene.
With you in terms of like the humor, but overall, I don't think
like,
that this movie
it's
was
still,
much different than a Marvel movie.
I don't understand why
don't
people were mad.
Everyone's like, you gotta go into this movie not expecting a typical Marvel movie. And
like,
I went in expecting a Marvel movie and I walked out receiving a Marvel movie.
You're like, okay, that's exactly what happened.
I was like, okay, so it was Marvel.
It was definitely a Marvel
movie.
Movie.
Like, I don't know. I didn't really feel like it was like that different.
Yeah.
It felt kind of different.
Gotcha. But. Now we got Druig, who I thought was going to be the bad guy. Not much of a spoiler. Totally not.
Yeah,
just
no,
he
was cool
he
guy.
Was just a cool guy. He's like, all right, let's save the day. He was the one who went, let's save the day.
Yeah.
Interesting. Really liked the actor and everything. And he brought up good points
control.
Where he's like, I can stop violence.
I can just stop
end it. And they're like, hey, we can't interfere. And he's like crying. You're like, I don't like this. I don't like this movie bringing up interesting concepts.
I feel like because no one in the group could really relate to him because he's... Really,
like
the only one that can stop violence. Like he, the
like
only one
the
that
rest of them
can
be like, "Hey,
I'll kill you.
Eyes, I'll kill you." Yeah, but he's like, "Just stop." And
that's
like,
what
okay.
I thought was really interesting with Druig and Makari's relationship, which we'll talk about her next. Mm. She cannot speak, but he can read thoughts. So they're like the only two who would understand each other.
All right.
Which I thought was really interesting.
That is cool.
Because they're like,
can he read her thoughts?
Yes.
Though? Cool.
So it's like a fun, like, yo, that would make sense if they are the two people who communicate differently.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Makari. Fucking my favorite Eternal.
Oh,
this 100%.
So cool.
The
fight sequences, specifically at the end, were just
oh my God.
So, like, I
You
I
can
can't
do so much with super speed.
Yeah.
And we either get dumb shit, like we see in Age of Ultron, or we get cool shit like we see in this movie and in Zack Snyder's Justice League, where there's like multiple versions of that same person moving that quickly.
Yeah.
Like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
What this movie did, which we haven't seen yet for Super Speed, is using sound as like an extra level of fighting.
Right, yeah.
Because Makari like would run so fast to make a sonic boom, stop moving, and use that as like a punch.
Which also makes sense because she can't hear it. So
yeah,
like,
it doesn't like,
affect her. Yeah.
It's really interesting. Also, this movie does a great job of just like casually having ASL in the film the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just every Eternal knows it because that's how they communicate with Makari. And they're just like.
It did feel weird as an audience member only because the other audience members were like weird about it. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Like every time a scene like that came on, everyone almost like held their breath. And I was like, why are we. Why is this like taboo? I don't know.
Yeah.
And next on our character list, we got Sprite. Not the McDonald's drink. That one's good. The character from Marvel's Eternals. That one's bad. Her ability is to create illusions. She's practically Loki, but also not Loki.
Yeah.
Way better at it, though.
Yeah.
And
Loki's like, I don't have a knife. In this one, she's like, I'm invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Jesus.
And she is the most 30,000 confusing. Volcanoes. Her motives in this movie suck. She has the body of a young girl, mm-hmm. and as such her crush, which is Icarus, doesn't look at her the way he looks at Cersei, so mm-hmm. she gets jealous and just stupid shit ensues. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not spoilers.
Next up we have Thena, Angelina Jolie's character. Kill anything, just can kill anything.
Literally,
just
so powerful.
Not Athena.
Thena. Which is funny because that's how Athena is. But really good. Like, I hope she's in the next big galactic event because she'd kill almost anything.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah. And she can make weapons out of anything. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. Cool character. Angelina Jolie. That's a good one. Nice. I'm a little slippery with my mouth today. Flippery. A little slippery. I slam my penis. Okay. Next up we have Fastos. Another interesting character.
I thought it was Festus.
It's Festus.
Anyway, Asbestos.
Like Hephaestus.
A character.
Don't know what that is.
Oh.
So it's the inventor of the group.
This is the character who at the beginning you're like, this guy's useless. And then slowly you're like, holy fuck, this guy isn't useless. Because, like, at the beginning...
Really important.
He's like, oh, I'm going to introduce the steam engine to the humans. And we're like, you know, us being really advanced, we're like, wow, that was, like, 100
years
ago.
That impressive.
Like, that's
not that
impressive. It's so stupid. But he was trying to do this in, like, 500 BC.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
I mean, it's a little early.
Yeah. Something interesting they did with this character in particular is because he helped humans advance in technology and everything, they have one specific moment in history... He's just like, I can't do this anymore. And you're like, holy shit, didn't think we'd go here in this movie.
Yeah,
it's like a really like just intense, quiet scene. You're like, ooh, we're doing this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say
it? Well, no, don't say it because that's a spoiler. So
how is that a spoiler?
Because it's like
Dane,
interesting...
it happened in like 1945.
No,
yeah, come on, Dane.
Okay, you know what? I'll censor out the whisper, but you know, we don't want to twist it too much, you know.
I don't think that's much of a spoiler.
But it's not in any of the trailers, dingus. I did not mean to go that far. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so
oh my
sorry.
God, Danny, you really gotta calm down with these insults. You're really tearing the group apart.
Are you
apart.
F-ing kidding me, man?
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry.
Just keep going.
And finally,
leave.
We
leave.
Okay, sorry.
Get out.
Let me get up.
Get out. You're tearing this family apart.
Okay. And finally, we have Gilgamesh.
Like the guy from you know.
The epic.
Yeah.
I'm actually taking a Classics 310 class right
that's
now.
That's awesome. Don't make it everyone else's
problem.
Learned
a lot about Gilgamesh.
Wow, that's fucking
cool.
Great. But did either of us ask?
Not directly,
but indirectly maybe.
But you wanted my expertise.
I wanted to know because I'm like, why does Camden know so much about Gilgamesh?
I know so gosh darn much about Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh is like the hero. He is the strongest out of all of them. Literally,
like physically strongest.
Like,
and his power is he can punch. But like, you
but
think
like,
that's lame?
So
but
cool.
he's so fucking cool.
He did this one part where he punches the ground and then just started punching rocks as projectiles. And you're like, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
There's one part where he punches someone into the ground. Like he just goes boom,
and the
way that their body just, I was like,
That person's dead. Yeah. Like, that person's not waking up in the next scene. But all in all, different dynamic powers made for interesting things to watch on the screen. It was a good job. It was like what Justice League should have been the first time around, instead of having to
have a four-hour movie.
You can introduce a lot of characters in one movie.
Yeah, and also have it in 2 hours.
The only thing I wish that they would have done is had more like full group synergy, because it felt like there were more like separated groups, like, you know, Gilgamesh, Athena, then Cersei, Icarus, and then, you know, Makari and Druig, and then like, I mean, they worked well together, but we really never got to see like
all of them.
Yeah. All of them, besides maybe like Festus and Makari work together, and
but
I mean, I wanted to see like a full like Eternals squad. And that's beating what down a baddie,
for.
But
that's what sequels for, baby.
Eternals out in 5 years. Let's plug this into our rating system. This one is the least creative, but it's the most fitting. What do you give this movie out of 10 Eternals?
That's exactly how many there are in this movie.
That's exactly
literally 10. I'll give it a 7.9.
Okay. Nice. What about you, Cam Man?
8.3.
Really?
Yeah. Impressive.
I'm giving this an 8.1. Eternals.
Why are you so fucking shocked with my 8.3? Okay. You do this every time.
Because normally you're like, you know what happens?
It's either us being the lower the high, and Dana is always perfectly in
always right.
Okay, Dana, fine. Do you want me to switch it up?
Stop being a fucking
sheep. It's your rating.
Have your
so.
Own opinion.
Okay, fine. Do you know what? Okay, I'll give you my opinion.
Okay.
I'm just 8 out of 10 Eternals. I'm sorry.
You're still in the fucking middle, man.
I'm sorry. I switched it
up.
Yeah,
you need to give it a 6. Come on.
Okay, fine. Drop your goddamn rating.
Give us your opinion, or we're going to force. Okay. Point. Oh, actually, let me give you the rating system that the general public gave it. Not the audience score, just the Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to give this a 4 out of 10 Eternals.
Holy fuck.
Wait, what?
It is a 48% from reviewers.
Oh, from, yeah, but okay, never pay attention to the critics.
I know, no, I'm saying, but that's just crazy that it's that low.
Yeah.
Why audience score is 81, though, which we're like right in the ballpark.
Okay, no, not me. I give it a 4.
When I was going into this movie, I was like, okay, maybe there is a way. It's like a 56 or whatever it is on the tomato meter. I was like, all right, maybe it is really
thermometer.
But after seeing it, there's no way it deserves 48%.
You know why I think people gave it? Sex scene. Marvel's first sex scene.
Oh my god. Wait, are we into spoilers? This is kind of a spoiler.
Okay. Thor the Dark World is at 66%.
And that movie isn't even enjoyable to watch.
Not at all, man.
There's like 4 good scenes in an entire movie. I don't know why people hated this one so much.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well, maybe also, we should read the reviews and then we can report back one day.
Okay, we'll get back to you.
We'll read the reviews. We'll delete them.
We're never
going to
do that. But maybe by Spider-Man, we'll give you a taste on that. But let's talk about some spoilers. Jackson, you seem very eager to talk about the sex scene for some reason.
Oh, yeah. they have sex.
All right.
Yeah. Specifically, Cersei and Icarus.
Whoa!
And you're like,
gross. Way to put that image in my mind, dude.
On the what's sand. That? And then you're like, oh, that's probably uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah. So we need to talk about that for sure.
Yeah, could they not have, Festus not have just invented a bed?
Yeah, where are all the beds at?
Yeah. A mattress?
Festus trying to make bombs and shit. Just make a bed.
Yeah, come on.
So I don't really care that it was in the movie. Why are people so
I don't
worked
know
up?
People, I was kidding. I don't think it's that important.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, it is a big deal among, like,
among
the internet,
us.
Among us.
Among us.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, do you hate us as much as I hate us? Because I hate us a lot.
Among us?
Among us? Nice. Ah, nice.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. It kind of showed, like, the spark of their relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, here's the night they met and fell in love. Like, not, like, met. But the night they like,
hello,
they
I'm Icarus.
Met,
I'm an
you
Eternal.
Know what I mean?
I'm an Eternal. Nice to meet you.
They did do that though.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting.
But I don't know. I didn't think it was necessary, but I see why they wanted to include it.
Yeah.
You know?
And something else that we do need to talk about, because it is a additional part of this that some people were like, ooh, about, but it's really,
why are we doing that at this point?
Why? Festus is a gay character in this movie. Mm-hmm. And it is a perfectly healthy relationship. They really support the child. He's like, I'm going to go save the world so that way my kid can be alive. They kiss and they leave. Why are people upset about that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. They're not releasing this movie in like Saudi Arabia and stuff just because like Disney refused to change it, which also
good. Good job for Disney for finally not standing. You know what they did You know what they did for the Star Wars sequels? Mm-hmm. They removed the scale of Finn.
Yeah, they like
the
scaled
character,
him down, made him like smaller on the poster, so he wasn't a focal point. because he's black.
What?
Yeah. For other countries, so that way they can publish.
I had no idea. Yeah. That's so messed up.
I'm glad they took like, a step in the right direction.
Yeah, no,
but that doesn't undo the shit that you did in the past, Disney. Right. You got a long way to go before you're not.
But I think,
I'm glad that they were just like, okay, then we just won't show
you're
the
like,
movie.
Okay, then not
I, the movie. You know what, though? I'm going to be honest. I think it's because it was they couldn't remove it from the movie. So like they were like, well, what's the point in trying? Like they like plot wise, they couldn't take that out. Like it wouldn't really make sense. So I think that's why they didn't. I don't think it was because
they cut out the scenes.
We stand with the LGBTQ. They were like, no, okay, it just doesn't make sense.
If they cut out the scenes, it'd be like, me, I got to protect my kid. They're like,
and also it's like it's Saudi Arabia. It's not like they're like losing their entire like China audience. You know, like that's like a way bigger profit pool. You know, but good job.
Let's talk some twists and turns. You know,
got a lot of twists.
You know, oh wait, really quick before twists and turns, I have a final thought.
Final thought.
I thought it was interesting how only two of the Eternals like found love on Earth.
I also thought it was interesting that only two of the Eternals died.
Yeah, we can talk about that now.
Twists and turns.
Twists and turns.
Right at the gate, Ajak is dead, and I was kind of like, wait, really?
Yeah,
it was an interesting. It was an interesting twist because I was like, oh, she's dead.
Yeah, like I thought that they were kind of like. Not like immortal, but like it would take more than that for them to get killed.
I think we all kind of went into the movie expecting some of them to die, though, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no way that like in the next.
But you know what?
Also, we figure out how she dies. It's not that she was killed. It's that her powers got absorbed, and by that she has she no longer has like a connection to the Celestial, and that's how they die.
Because they're robots.
They're pretty much robots.
Yeah, that was another twist.
Lot of twists in this movie.
And then the next twist. Icarus. What Jackson just said.
Icarus.
More like Dickarus.
More like Dickarus.
Huh?
Nice.
So we should probably explain
Jackson,
the context.
Please?
Oh, yeah. High five. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, man.
We should explain the context behind why Icarus killed Ajak. The Celestials want to create more Celestials. And how they do that is they plant a seed on a planet. And once the planet is populous enough, which, I mean, didn't really make sense to me, but like, I guess once there's
enough intelligent
humans,
life.
Enough intelligent life.
Well, it
on
seemed
the planet,
like it was about heating up the core. That's what I got from that. Like, they wanted to have enough people on it to keep creating things, to keep heating up the center of the planet. And
yeah.
Then when
I
it's
guess.
Hot enough.
I mean, but, I thought it was. Because
he came out of a volcano. It seemed like it was heat related.
It seemed more, though, like, also, interesting implication provided by this movie, by the way. They implied that climate change and global warming is because of the Celestial in the Earth. Did you catch that point?
Oh, I thought
where
it was
they
because
were like, the world has been increasing in temperature over the past like decade or so. It's because we're getting close to the emergence. And I was like, that's a really dangerous thing to put in a Marvel movie. A lot of people go see these movies.
Don't know if you want to say that.
That's not a good
I
idea.
I mean, based on Rotten Tomatoes, maybe not as many people will see this. So
probably not. It's a shame.
But it was a fun time. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Celestials made robots.
Yeah.
To the Eternals, pretty much. They're not robots, but they're like synthezoids, pretty much. Where the
to
second
defeat the organic deviants, which they made, and then they're like, shit, they evolved, and now they hate us because we are
we
bad
did it.
People.
Yeah. And then introduce Icarus, who pulls a peacemaker, and Dwayne the Rock Johnson from Doom, which we just recently watched.
We did.
We got to follow through on the mission. I'm not going to have you jeopardize this mission that I was created
we
to do.
We haven't even explained the mission.
The mission,
the mission is the emergence. Why did Ajak want to not go through with the mission? Because she saw the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
She witnessed them save everyone, and that was enough to make her change her mind and want to save the humans over, you know, producing a Celestial.
Yeah.
Icarus, on the other hand, was dead set. Icarus was the only person Ajak told about the emergence. The rest of the Eternals had no idea at this point. Icarus was dead set on completing the mission. He saw that Ajak was like, I'm not really sure I want to go through with this anymore. And then Icarus kills her. And by kills her, pushes her down to where she can't defend herself against a deviant. Deviant who can absorb powers.
More like Eternals, am I right? Because they're not, because they can die.
Nice.
Don't know what the funny. Eternals really is if it's no, not.
Go is work. It just keep that up. Eternity?
Eternity?
Oh, I've lived for
I am eternal being. I think that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
They're eternal.
Sure,
don't give me that.
Yeah.
And then Icarus is back. We get an Omni-Man going on.
Except he's not, like, compared to the others, he's not that much more powerful. He's just powerful enough to be any of them in, like, a one-on-one.
I thought it was also interesting that, and this was a nice twist, he kept his character. He wasn't just like, I'm solo on the mission now. Because he's like, hey, I still care about all you guys. I don't want to do this. We have to do this. And then when Cersei helps save the day and everything, Icarus doesn't go like, you ruined it. He's like crying because he realized he killed Ajax for no reason.
Yeah.
Because they still saved the day. And Icarus go fucking kills himself.
He goes in and kills himself. I don't think he's dead.
That's your theory.
I think it can all be tied down to is what good he does to
motherfuckers. God damn it.
Because think about it. The sex scene.
You were dead set.
No. That's what it was. It was there. It explained that's where the problem Cersei's began. And Icarus's relationship from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And in the end, when Icarus had the choice to stop Cersei, he didn't. Mm-hmm. What good he does what to good a motherfucker.
He does to a motherfucker. Yeah.
That's okay. Literally the moral of the story. Yeah, like, come on. Come on.
But that's a good point. And then sadly,
that's
the most...
good, like, what good he does.
It's like, you know, phrase, that's the lesson of this movie.
That's the lesson of this movie.
Yeah. But another one. The
and
one
then he
I
killed himself. So that's also what...
So be on the lookout.
Hey, women out here, they're going to make you fly your shit into the sun.
Hey, women out here, you're going to play with your emotions, and then you're going to fly into the sun and kill yourself. So...
what good pussy does to a motherfucker.
The more the you know. And the saddest death for me personally, Gilgamesh died.
That was sad.
Fuck!
I wanted him.
Fuck!
Could they I knew not he was going to die. Killed, I was like, fuck.
Kill Kingo. I don't want him to kill Kingo. Kingo's
okay, Kingo is really funny.
But like,
they
kill
were
someone
all
else.
Good. I didn't want any. Okay, no, kill Sprite. Fuck Sprite. Can we talk about why I hate Sprite?
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's not that great of a soda. It's just bland. It's lemon and lime. What the fuck?
Okay. Sprite.
Speaking of, that joke was
McDonald's
so bland.
Sprite.
Yeah. He said that before we started recording.
We need the audience to know. He's not that funny.
He
scripted this.
It was still an original joke. I just said it earlier. It was like, hey, we should use that in the podcast.
No, you said, I'm going to say
that. You said, no one take that from me.
I'm
going to
say that in the podcast.
You said no one take that shit. I will beat you down.
Okay, but anyways, like I stated like a little bit earlier, she has the body of like a young child. Not like too young, maybe like 10, 12 years old. I don't know. Icarus has never seen her like in the way that he sees Cersei. And so Sprite is really jealous of Cersei.
Yeah.
And in the end...
Stabs Cersei. Literally stabs
like,
her with a katana, a little katana.
And was basically just like, I'm stabbing you because I don't like you that you're with Icarus. 2 seconds later, after Cersei saves the fucking planet, Sprite just walks up and like expects like forgiveness, which it comes immediately. Cersei's just like, oh, I understand why you stabbed me 2 minutes ago.
This guy.
I'm ready to.
Jackson, they've been together like that as a group for like 7,000
I'm sure this happens
years.
All the time.
I think that they were like when Thena tried to kill all of them, they were like, Thena, you just tried to kill all of us.
Thena was like actually not in control of her actions.
No, but... I'm saying like they've gone through so much together. There's no way at this point that like being stabbed couldn't be like, oh, we're eternal. It's okay.
That's kind of
I understand
this
where
kind
you
of, like,
were coming
the only
from.
Time in a movie where a forgiveness this quickly is like, I can't see that. Not like in a movie like you killed my uncle, but I'm Sandman now, Spider-Man, so we're good. And then he dusts away. And you're like, really?
Very.
You know what I mean?
I'm okay with this.
I'm okay with that one. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay. Sorry, if someone stabs me and I'm cool with them too,
then
don't like
their
kids.
Hey,
when
Sprite
was
Jackson. If Sprite was named Dr. Pepper, would you feel differently?
Okay, maybe a little bit.
He makes a good point. Listen to the guy here. Come on.
What about the audience? I am addicted to Dr. Pepper. But not Sprite.
Not Sprite.
Fuck Sprite.
Anywho, at the very end, we're like, everything's saved, and then Dane Whitman, who we didn't talk about because he contributes nothing to this movie at all.
Oh, 100%. He's just Cersei's.
He's like, oh, you guys know I'm going to be the Black Knight in the next movie? Who gives a shit, dude? Then,
I don't care, man.
Boom! Clouds part. Fucking face of God.
Yeah.
Goddamn, what's his name again? Arishem.
Arishem
goes,
what's up? Show us what you got.
Show us what you got.
And then he takes Cersei, Kingo, and Festus, and they're like, I'm going to fucking destroy this planet unless your memories prove otherwise. So let's go find out. And he takes them and you're like.
Yeah, he's like, you need to prove to me that humans deserve to live.
And you're like, oh, that can't be good.
I just thought he took the three people who had actual, like, you know, relations and lives on Earth.
No, it's because those were the only three on Earth.
Right, yeah. And that makes
sense.
The other
three
were like,
they were out to go warn other Eternals.
I wonder what happened to Druig's little group of people.
They all died when those deviants attacked. Yeah. They said, get to the river!
And then the other three, they get a much better scenario than Arishem.
Because we're talking post-credit scenes now.
Oi, love. I'm Harry Styles, isn't it?
First, Pip the Troll comes out, played by goddamn Remy from Ratatouille. We have Pip the Troll come out.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello, it's me, Patton Oswalt. And here he is.
Harry Styles!
Watermelon sugar.
Yeah.
Eros, the brother of Thanos.
Harry Styles. I'm so excited for Harry Styles' entrance to the MCU.
Fucking great.
I'm seriously excited for it. I think it's going to be
good. It looks like he's going to be a very fun character.
Like, Thena, hot as shit, I see.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Here's an album. Just going to leave that there.
I'll sign it for him.
It's an EP. Just a couple of songs. Just tell me what you think. I'm still working on them. We'll get back to
it. I couldn't tell what his accent was in the film.
It's the Harry Styles accent.
It wasn't, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was almost like he was like, if Harry Styles still had his British accent, but I don't know, he's raised in Kansas or something.
Hello. Maybe Kentucky. It is me. Hello, everybody. It is me, Harry.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. And then we have that fun one. And then we're like, oh, sick. Eternals. We're going to get that one. And then
right before we Eternals will return, as it says after every Marvel movie.
And you're like, this is great.
Always going to return.
This is great. And then we get Dane Whitman. You're like, why the fuck are we here? I don't give a shit.
This does not matter.
And then he opens up and you're like, oh, wait. Oh. The blade.
He has a sword that...
The ebony blade, which is going to give him his powers. It feeds off of his, like, intense emotions. So he has to be angry, depressed, or, like, crazy whenever he uses it to be more powerful, which is going to fuck with his brain. But at the very end, speaking of Blade,
Cersei's gonna die.
All right,
to make him sad. Blade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you think so?
Maybe.
All right, weird.
Jackson thinks so.
Weird theory to throw in there.
Or maybe she just never comes back, and that makes him sad.
A lot of stuff that's gonna happen so far in the future.
Well, let me tell you something about setting things up in the future. Speaking of Blade, that's the mofo who comes out and talks at the end of the scene. He's like, "Sure, you want to do that, Mr. Whitman? That's that's an Oscar award winning actor, Mahershala Ali." And his debut role of Blade, one line. We don't even see what he looks like. But
we don't need to.
It's Blade. It's fucking Blade. We're going to fight vampires and shit.
Speaking of vampires. Okay, we already talked about vampires.
We already talked about that.
Morbius, let's talk about
We watched Morbius. We got a sneak peek into the film that hasn't been released.
Probably not finished either.
Interesting. I wonder why the Black Knight, Dane Whitman's character, is going to have anything to do with Blade. Maybe they'll switch up the origins, because Eternals are a little different than being robots. Also.
I have a thought. An avid comic reader, Dane Whitman gets a sword, otherwise known as a blade. Blade is called Blade. Connection?
Connection there?
I hate the things you do so much.
Is there a problem?
You're always right.
My logic flawed?
Anywho, any last thoughts we have about the Eternals before we put this film to rest forever?
I think the Eternals did a great job at setting up the cosmic end of the MCU.
It's like Guardians.
And that's about it, you know? Yeah, it was like here's something that doesn't really... Like, it pertained to Earth, but it didn't really feel like
it.
It was more so
setting up Celestials, because I'm sure that's going to be a threat. Because we were thinking, like, oh, it's going to be Kang, or it's going to be I'm sure Celestials are going to be an issue before Kang is.
Seems like they're going to be an issue now.
Yeah, especially because he's like, I'm going to be back in 3 years for this sequel. And then flies away. So that's going to be something. Yeah. Jackson, what about you?
If you guys think Celestials will be more of an issue, like, first?
No, I don't know if, like,
because, like,
first.
I feel like...
I think there'll be a bigger issue.
I think there'll be separate issues.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because, like, the Loki really series made it seem like Kang is, like, the worst possible thing that could ever happen.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he
Yeah, but I'm sure Kang has never fought Celestial.
Kang, like, I feel like...
Yeah, but aren't there multiple Celestials across multiple timelines?
Like something that the Avengers could handle.
The Avengers can punch.
Right, that's true.
This is something that only Captain Marvel and Adam Warlock can punch.
I feel like... Someone else could. I feel like anyone.
I could do it. I'd die immediately. Touch it and then disintegrate.
You wouldn't even. I'd be in space and then. They're I'd be, oh wait, now I'm in space and I'm dead.
What can they do? Make a galaxy?
No. Yeah, it's not even that impressive. Make a black hole and warp out of a place.
That was cool. That was really cool. When he's like, actually. I'm out, and then just makes a black hole and then disappears. You're like, that can't be good for anything.
Yeah.
But I guess it remains to be seen. And Campbell, one more time. What's the takeaway lesson from Marvel's The Eternals?
Marvel's Eternals. What good pussy does to a motherfucker.
That is all. What about you, Jackson?
What good pussy does to a motherfucker.
All right, I thought you'd say something different.
No, this guy gets it.
This guy fucking gets it. He watched Marvel's The Eternals.
He watched Marvel's The Eternals.
All right, next week we will be back either with Clifford the Big Red Dog or Last Night in Soho, either or, and then we'll switch him for the other one.
Yeah.
But we'll see you all next week. Take care.
Sleep well.
Booyah.
What the fuck?
Booyah! What are you, Cyborg from the movie Teen Titans?
Yes.
What Booyah does to a motherfucker.